Thank you so much for joining us today. Hello to everyone tuning in. These are your hosts, Tanaz,
Sophia,
and Hannah.
And we welcome you to today's episode, an intercultural mentoring program at the University of Stuttgart. Our guiding question for today is, how can the university serve you better? Give it a try and stay with us until the end.
In our world, it has become an amazing privilege not only to learn about new cultures, but actually to become part of the different lifestyles of so many individual countries. Especially for us students, it is so great that we can become part of new communities by attending schools abroad and to create connections throughout the whole world. However, it can also be a challenge and an adventure to arrive in a new place where everything is new to you and where you have to establish a new life at. We figured having someone to talk to in the very beginning would be awesome, especially for international students when they are completely lost in a new place. That's why we as a group were inspired to find out more about the programs that our university offers in order to serve and support its new international students. And we found what we were looking for, right, Tanaz?
Yes, we found out about the so-called intercultural mentoring program, which gives international students a perfect start to their semester at the university. You might be asking yourself now, how is this implemented and what can you expect from such a program? Then you've come to the right place in our podcast.
But before we start, we would like to introduce ourselves briefly. Hannah and I, we are both in our second bachelor's semester and pursue a teacher's degree in English. And Tanaz, you're in your second master's semester, right? And you're from Iran. So with you, we actually have someone on this podcast who can speak from their own experience about arriving in Germany as an international student. Maybe our listeners are interested in hearing about your first impressions when you arrived here. So how would you describe that experience?
What I found interesting within the first few days after my arrival was a flat hierarchy between students and the instructors. Students could call the professors by their first name and it was a friendly atmosphere in the class and expressing their opinion was welcomed. At the beginning of the study, everything was new for me, new campus, new professors, so it was confusing at first. It took me some time how to organize myself, prioritize the different courses in the semester, and generally how to manage my time, so I would say that it was difficult to find a balance between studying and a lot of obligations.
That's so interesting. Thank you, Tanaz, for sharing your personal experiences with us. When you first arrived at university, did you yourself hear about the intercultural mentoring program? And did you consider participating in it and why or why not?
No, actually, I haven't heard about this program before. And the first time I've heard about it was in my second semester, which was too late, I guess.
Wow, that is so interesting. As we can see, there are not a lot of people who have really heard of this program. And I think we can all agree that this should change. So let's start with some basic facts. The Intercultural Mentoring Program is offered for new international students and local students and allows you to participate as a mentee or mentor. As a mentee, you will meet two or three times a month with your mentor who will support you with your study organization, orientation on campus and the city, and who will also help you to practice and improve your German and learn about the culture in general. Overall, it also provides you with an opportunity to expand your circle of friends and to become familiar with various aspects of different cultures, which is so great in our opinion. And we figured it would be so great if we can actually provide you with the best information that we can find about this program, which is why we've met with two people who really know the exciting details about it, and more importantly, are able to explain how you can participate. So let's listen to our interview with the coordinators of the program. Me and Hannah, we are actually now together with both of the coordinators of the mentoring program, Ms. Glaser and Ms. Dona. And I don't think it could be any better, but maybe you want to introduce yourself as well briefly and tell our listeners what exactly you do with the program.
My name is Kerstin Glaser. I've been working in the mentoring program now for almost 2 years as a coordinator.
Yeah, my name is Anu Dona and I'm coordinator since about a year now, but I've been working at the international office for a long time already, so I'm only new in the program, not in the work area.
So now we just want to ask you a couple of questions, and whoever wants to answer can just do so. So how did you personally get connected with this program? You already touched upon this a little bit. Uh-huh. And why did you choose to become part of it? So what is it that you like so much about this program?
So I, Kerstin, in the year 2016, I applied as a mentor. So I have been part of a mentoring program for almost 6 years now. I just heard about the program from a friend. So I thought the mentoring program is a great way to get to know a lot more people and get to know the university in a different way. So I applied.
I came to the area of working with international students by an internship. I studied social psychology in Finland, and I used to come to Germany many times. I had friends, and I liked to be in Germany. And then I had an internship at the international office of the University of Heidelberg, mm-hmm. and that's where it all began. And I stayed, and I just noticed that's a perfect environment for me.
What would you say is the main goal or the vision behind the mentoring program? So can you just mention some of its key aspects?
Well, I think intercultural understanding is in the core of it all. The first coordinator of the program used to say this is actually in core a program for peace. Mm-hmm. So for understanding between people from different backgrounds. And the other one is, of course, aiding the first semester students to have a good start in their studies. Because as a university, it is our goal that our students not only enjoy studies, but are also successful in their studies. And it is well known that international students struggle, especially in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So that was where we wanted to put the focus.
Now we want to ask some practical questions. The first one would be, what qualities do you need to bring to the table if you want to become a mentor?
I think first of all, you should be open-minded, because we will do the matching and you do not know what mentor you get. So it's like, sometimes I say it's a bit like a blind date, because you don't know what person you get as a mentee. So you should be open for that, and of course you should have a bit of an understanding about the university. That's why you have to be in the third semester already to be a mentor. So you should know where the library is, how campus works and everything, so you can explain it to your mentee. And yeah, of course you should be just curious about getting to know new people, mm-hmm. and also from other countries.
Are there any practical steps in order to get involved with the problem? With the program?
Yes, we have a website. First step is to register at our website. We will invite you to an interview to talk to you, to get to know you, and to talk about your expectations about the program. And then we will also have an introductory seminar where you can get to know other people, and we will speak more in detail about the program and what you can expect of being a mentor or being a mentee.
And there's also a short intercultural training for everybody, mm-hmm. and we also touch a bit on the subject, what problems you can expect moving to another country, and how can you solve intercultural problems.
And then you are perfectly prepared for being a mentor or a mentee, mm-hmm. and after that we will do the matching.
And if I would like to apply, is there a specific deadline every year? And yeah, is there a specific time when I can join the program?
We need a bit of time for the matching, so we need the registrations around 4 weeks before the semester starts. So the main registration time is would be August, September, and February, March. Okay. We'll try to take everybody in also later, but we'll need a bit of a gap between the last introductory seminars and the beginning of the lectures, mm-hmm. for the matching.
What would you personally say was one of your favorite things or personal highlights that you had within this program and the events in the past years?
Sometimes there are tandems that do not work well. It does not happen very often. But every now and then there's one tandem. And I had a conversation with a mentee where she didn't really get along well with her mentor. And we were able to talk about communication styles and where she come from and communication styles in Germany and how messages are perceived and how different that can be. And I think she really had a moment of understanding that now that some things that she did were perceived in another way that she expected to. And later on she got along well with other people and enjoyed the program very much. So that was very rewarding for me.
Mm-hmm. I would say every kickoff was my highlight. The kickoff is like the starting event where after we have matched everyone, we will invite everyone, or we used to invite everyone before the pandemic, here to the International Center. Then we had the foyer with 200 people, and everyone met each other, and it was just a great evening because a lot of mentees and mentors met for the first time. Mm-hmm. They were excited about mm-hmm. their mentor or mentee and curious, and this was just a great feeling to see the people meeting for the first time, being happy, excited.
So we're looking forward to having our kickoffs on campus again.
And I think tomorrow will be a new highlight because we are having a 10-year anniversary on campus.
Great.
It's like our first on-campus thing for in 2 years. So yeah, I think it would be great.
Thank you so much. I think we both enjoyed it a lot. Yes. For all the interesting insight, and yeah, have fun tomorrow with your anniversary.
Thank you.
That was really informative. We also want to provide you an insight into the opinion of a mentor and a mentee about this program.
What do you know about the intercultural mentoring program at the University of Stuttgart?
Well, it's straightforward from the name. It's an intercultural exchange program for students at Uni Stuttgart. It started in 2012. Like, we have this Friday, our 10-year anniversary. And it's a program to help international students to integrate in Uni Stuttgart and find their way around, and also help them to accumulate in their studies. And at some point also feel comfortable to also take part of the events and programs at the Uni Stuttgart.
What's your favorite part about this program?
Mostly the aspect that we are meeting new people every day, and the cultural exchange with that we have an intercultural exchange with them, learn new stuff about new cultures, new language, new cuisine as well. And also like having fun together in a university closed area or something.
And how can this program help newcomers to match to university in the first semester?
So everyone is unique, so there are expectations. Mentoring program will match the mentor and the mentee perfectly, which will make a soft, fun kickoff for newcomers and match.
So now we want to address you as listeners. What do you think of this program? If these interviews have caught your attention and you're ready for more intercultural interaction, don't hesitate to participate. Are you an international student that seeks connection? Or a person who'd love to support and guide new international students? Are you up for building new friendships? And do you love spending time in community and learning about new cultures? You can sign up to become a mentee or mentor today. You can search for the intercultural mentoring program on the website of the University of Stuttgart.
We're so grateful to all of those who provided us with this great information. Thank you so much, everyone. And a big thank you goes to Horaz for providing the platform to inform about this program.
We hope you got a glimpse of this amazing program. If you listened to it all the way until the end, thank you so much and have a nice day.
Bye! Bye.